everybody. Welcome to another episode. I'm Bobby.
This is Chi.
I'm both Emilio and Chi this week.
Konnichiwa! China number one! Yeah, pretty good.
Thanks.
All right. So, yeah, it's down to just the three of us. Chi is in, was it Florida or Miami?
I thought she was going back to cold land.
Michigan.
Okay.
I think. I don't know. Who knows? I tune out when she talks.
Well, she's not here. Yeah. So we're gonna have to bring it, just the three of us.
Boom. Coming with the thunder and the lightning. We got thunder, lightning, and like mild rain down there.
Down the end of the table.
It has been raining a little bit, which is unusual for San Diego.
Yeah, it's a thorn in my side. Yeah. It slows down work.
Yeah, it's not good. We don't know what to do when it rains. We just look at each other like the world is ending.
When I'm out there picking tomatoes, they just slip out of my hands because they're all wet. It's a Mexican joke. I'm Mexican, everybody.
So we got our 100 iTunes reviews, and we've got some Steam gift cards to give away, right?
Hell yes. Yeah. So we actually gave one to, what's his name?
Oh, God.
Meeber?
Yes.
Something like that, right?
I think so.
Bieber?
Yes.
Oh, I can't believe it. He said that. We forgot his name, but he's super awesome because we tried to give him $20 and he was like, I'd like to redonate this. And I was like, hey, that's a lot more work, dude. But actually, it's not. So we turned $100 into two $50 ones. So thank you to BidCon. Yeah. And Metallics 13.
Whose Steam name is Zeon Ace.
Oh, Zeon Ace. Okay, cool. So yeah. We know how to get to him. BidCon, find us, dude.
All right.
What just happened?
That was
Newber. We got a $150 donation from Newber.
Jesus Christ,
funding
man.
The podcast. Just
Newber
one in.
Today, part two?
Yeah. Oh, no, we saw it. I saw it. I just tried to wait for a lull in the conversation. But, yeah, hitting us with the money. I think he's earned himself an associate producer credit here, possibly yeah. Producer.
It's going to be sad if it ever comes out that it's actually Bobby doing it just so we have content. You know, like, damn, it's getting slow. Let me just donate it to myself.
No, I don't have that kind of money.
So, yeah, we've been tossing around ideas on our next purchase for the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And we don't really have anything definite yet. Like, we're talking about headphones and...
we need a set of headphones. I know you guys brought up VR. I
see the way he says it.
Yeah,
too.
You VR. Guys VR.
I need to hear more reasons why we need VR.
Did
I don't know
because it'll be
to
at my house
last week.
Oh, I did. I did, but what are we gonna? Are we gonna be working out here in our VR? Is that what's gonna happen? I don't know. I need you got to sell me on VR. But maybe we should ask our listeners what they think we should do with our money. What do we need here? Do we need more shit on the wall behind us? More cat pictures?
Zoom in. We have new zoom in functionality. Ta da!
There we go.
That's Newber what he wants.
Yeah, I want my money back. You guys suck. You don't even know we're gonna spend it on.
All right. So how are we doing the giveaways for the iTunes reviews? We split that up, right?
Yeah, two $50 ones. So okay. Metallics, we have zeroed in?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then BidCon, message one of us on Discord, and we'll
Discord,
get to that.
Steam.
Oh, no, we haven't actually contacted Metallics, so we still need
to. No, I know.
Okay.
But I'm figuring we could find them.
Yeah.
And we have a new Patreon. Thank you, Tom, so much for your starting, but... hopefully continued support. And yeah, that's all the business is out of the way.
And I think Tom is slap nuts, not 100% sure. And okay. We did a
listener interview,
but it turned out pretty bad because we just started like having bro talk, and then at the end of that we were just kind of flirting with each other, and
yeah,
it's not a good interview.
It happens.
So we need to do that again.
Cool. Bobby, did we ever post the one with me and Fastidious? I don't think we did. We were fucking wasted.
I feel like we did.
I
don't know.
I think maybe it was a sick of iteration.
Because I know I listened to it, but it could have been before it was live.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got some great unaired material. One of these days, I'm going to dig it up. I'm going to dig up our first two unaired episodes and our Smite special. I'll pick out some good clips from that. We'll have a nice little clip show one of these days.
You ever seen me bristle before, dude? I'm bristling.
All right. Is that it for all our introductions, all our announcements.
Yeah, I'm dying to hear about God Eater 3 because I've never heard of 1 or 2.
Okay. So they just announced that God Eater 3 is coming out for PC and PS4. And God Eater is one of those games that's kind of like the Monster Hunters or Toikoden. It's kind of like you just go into an arena, you fight a monster, try to get materials. But God Eater 2 had really good reception. A lot of people really liked it. And
this was recently on Humble Bundle, or for the Humble Monthly, a very good deal. It was God Eater 2 and a few other games. Like, I almost bought it, but I don't know. It's too early. You know, I gave that up this year, and I didn't know if it was a good time to go back. Let me see what those other games were.
So I kind of feel like slaying giant beasts is like the new zombies right now.
Okay.
So we got Monster Hunter World. We have Dauntless. We have Attack on Titan. I just downloaded a movie last night called I Slay Giants. Okay. It's a 7.5 on IMDb. I saw it on the torrent site. So I was like, okay, let me check that out. Anyway, it's out there and it's pretty cool, I think. I like killing giant things with a giant sword.
I think it's made by Bandai Namco, right? Yeah, it's produced and developed by Bandai.
What do you think the ratios here are? So one of their swords is equivalent to what to us? Like a little mouse holding like a butter knife?
Yeah.
Like how much could a butter knife, if it was really sharp, it could fuck you up.
Yeah.
If he was super quick. Like, how long would it take
the body to weapon ratio?
Yeah,
probably like a 2.0 at least, body size to weapon ratio.
I'm trying to think if I could kill a super agile spider with a super sharp knife.
As a mouse?
Yeah, well, or something about that
size. Butter knife isn't about the size, it's about the sharpness of it, right? Like, a butter knife is very dull.
Yeah.
Well, you get down to a certain size, it's not going to do shit, right? Like, pin size?
I mean,
this is very important. I want to get down to the science of slaying monsters. You guys aren't helping one bit.
Well, God Eater 2 is on Steam, so this is coming to PS4. But did you say it was coming to PS or coming to PC?
It's coming to Steam. God Eater 3 is going to be should be coming to PS4 and Steam on the same day.
Hmm. Okay, they don't have it in the Steam store yet.
Not yet. Yeah, but it has been announced.
Yeah. What kind of price tag are we looking at?
Probably the same price as the first one, which is like. 40 to 60, somewhere around there.
Okay, so AAA title.
Yeah, probably 50 to 60, more than likely.
I don't know, man. Too weeb for me.
That's why we got those links in there, Bobby, so you can click on those links, and they'll take you to places.
Ah, I see.
There you go.
It's too late now. The segment's over.
Yeah.
There's just a bunch of text. Thanks, dude.
Yeah.
Hey, well, that's the link to the page, man.
Okay. Great visuals there.
Yep.
Okay.
Hold it together, guys. I know she's not here, but somebody's got to keep this boat afloat.
Sad thing is it usually only gets worse. A Way Out. So this is the game that... The crazy guy made that scene on the Game Awards.
Oh, right. Where he's like, fuck the... Emmys or something? Grammys?
His whole thing was, yeah, and his point that he was trying to get across, we're talking about the Game Awards, and this Italian? I don't know. Greek? I think he's Greek. He got up there, and he's just yelling and ranting and just kind of stealing the show away from the owner/host. And he's saying, his whole thing is that EA published his game.
Yeah,
but he is an indie developer.
This is during the whole Battlefront thing, so EA was looking really bad, but EA was the publisher for his game, so he wanted to make it very clear that EA had not messed with his creative vision, and he was on something or a little liquored up, or maybe he was just, you know. Yeah.
Maybe
he just is like that. But yeah, it came across very weird, but the point he was trying to make was, what was the game he did before this?
Brothers.
Brothers. Okay.
A Tale of Two Brothers? Is that right?
A Tale of Two Sons.
Tale of Two Sons.
Yeah. Nice. So, yeah, that game was very well received. Really good game. I played it. And people were really looking forward to this one. So, I don't know. The hopes are kind of high. So, the idea with this game is, like, it's a co-op game.
That's a big nose, man.
And it's... Yeah, it's weird because everything's kind of, like, going for photorealism, except for that dude's nose is ridiculous. Like way over the top.
Maybe it's like a Saturday morning cartoons villain. Man.
Yeah, but then everything else is like, you know, going for realism. Anyway,
yep.
I'm not a t- entirely sure, but I think this is almost, I think it requires co-op.
Yeah.
That's how much it, they push, they're pushing the co-op on this. Mm-hmm. You have to play this with two people. You can play split screen on one thing, which is always dog shit, or you can play online with two computers. That's coming out, I believe, this month in like a few days.
Well, even if you play like online, it's still split screen from what I've seen. I've seen it on Twitch.
Oh, mm-hmm. So maybe.
Well, I think the idea is that you have to know what the other person is doing because you have to time things correctly and work together as a team. It, I almost feel like it's going to be similar to Portal 2, the multiplayer, where
my thoughts on this is that, like, if the dude is that passionate about this, and the graphics are already there, like, I'm on board with the graphics. There's definitely seems playable. I kind of have good hopes for this. I think it might be really good.
Yeah, so it's going to be on EA's platform, Origin.
Origin.
I'm assuming. What kind of price tag are we looking at here?
I don't think they're going to say.
It's already been. I can't imagine people play it. So.
I'd imagine it'd be 50, 60 bucks.
Yeah. The only reason I put Far Cry 5 on here again, I didn't even link it because we talked about it so much. Who's buying it? Who's buying it day one and who's going to wait?
Mm. No. So there's a Ubisoft sale going on right now.
Yeah, and I took part of that. I bought Assassin's Creed. I'll talk about that later.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, all their franchises going on sale. I looked at a lot of the Far Cry games and I almost bought Primal because it would have been $17.99 for that. And...
But you're also in the middle of 4.
Yeah, I haven't beat 4, so I decided if I can beat 4 and I still feel like playing a Far Cry game, then I'll pick up Primal.
Yeah.
But regardless, it's going to be a while till I get to 5. I am kind of excited about this game, but not enough to get it day one. This is not Wolfenstein for me.
Yeah, that was the last one, $60 game you bought day one,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, pre-purchase.
Yeah. Bobby, on Far Cry 4, are you past the bridge? Where before you get to...
There's a lot of bridges in that game.
Okay, the bridge. There's the bridge where, like, you get to the second section of the map. There's two major... There's the south and the north.
Yeah, I'm right near the end.
Okay.
I pick the... You know, you have to pick between the girl and the guy. Well, you do a couple times during the game, but the last time you do that, and then one of them becomes the leader, I think that's right where I'm at.
I remember I took the whatever the selfish approach was.
Oh, choice. I don't know if I should spoil it. Yeah, it's Far Cry 4. What the fuck? But I killed his body double. Do you remember that part?
Yeah.
I'm like maybe a mission or two past that.
And now that you're playing it right now, I'm going to bring it up again because it's one of my favorite spoilers ever. Now does it make sense? Like if you were to have stayed at the table when he tells you stay here at the very beginning of the game. Literally, you can't even control your character. You know about this?
You talked about it before.
Yeah. I love talking about it. It's so good. If you actually listen to the guy, he comes on. He's like, hey, you're the leader. You're the king of the whole area. Congratulations. And the game's over.
I have no idea what's going on with the story in that game. I mean, I took a long break from it. I kind of played it off and on, but really it just...
You're basically the missing prince. The whole thing is yours, but your dad's right-hand man kind of took over. And you're trying to get to him to see what the fuck, because he's kind of killing everybody.
Is that Pagan Min?
Yeah. And then there's a spoiler at the end that I just kind of gave away. But
okay. And they really doubled down on a lot of the drug sequences, because in the third one, that was like everyone's favorite part. You know, they had that part where you're running through burning marijuana crops, and then they had... I think there was like one part where you took drugs like mushrooms and you had the spiritual journey and everyone thought that was so cool. And then they're like, all right, Far Cry 4, we're going to have that like every 15 minutes.
Yeah, pretty much. Every major section has its own drug trip.
Yeah.
And they had that in Primal for sure. And then they're also, I heard it's definitely in Far Cry 5. Cause it's kind of nice for the developers to kind of just like let loose and like turn up all the colors to 10 and just like, let's just see how this looks when we fuck around.
Do some real avant-garde stuff. Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, it's a good game. It's just too similar to 3 for me, which is why it's taken me so long. And I don't think they've really changed it much in the last couple games. So I'm taking my time with these. But yeah, Far Cry 5, one of these days.
Now, while we're talking about Far Cry here, jump ahead to the news. Ubisoft got a new office. They're just going to be starting in Mumbai. So they're going to be doing more creative stuff with a whole new team of people. But with that news also comes the creative director of Blood Dragon quit.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they wanted to move him to a different area, and they canceled the project he was working on. Then he was kind of like, eh, fuck it. I'll just start my own studio.
So they're like, hey, dude, we're shipping you off to Africa. And he said, fuck you, I'm out.
Maybe.
I don't think he was being sent to Africa.
connect the dots here, dude. Yeah. New studio, guy gets transferred, he quits. I would say it's probably Mumbai.
When whatever project you're working on gets canceled, you almost always have to relocate somewhere because they got shit all over the globe.
Yeah, so they got...
I think it was somewhere in Europe.
I know they have a Canadian studio, and they have a European studio. They have a United States, and now they have African. They're taking over the world, dude.
Right.
Well, yeah. It'll be interesting to see what comes of the studio he made by himself, but it's going to be a long time before we see anything. You know, the one guy who made the Bioshock series, Ken Levine, same thing happened to him. Of course, he didn't work for a large studio. What was it? Irrational Games? They're much smaller. But... shit, that was years and years ago. I mean, Infinite was 2013, and shortly after that, and the DLC came out, and he's like, all right, I'm out. And we haven't really heard much from him since.
Yeah, I was going to say, so they broke off and made a smaller studio to focus on smaller games, but it hasn't happened, right? We haven't seen the first things from Ken Levine since.
I think there was some Infinite, news about it recently, but yeah, there's not a whole lot. Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to make games.
Few guys come with as much street cred as that dude. That guy comes with a lot of cred.
Well, he's been doing it for a while. I mean,
You made this new zoom in feature and you haven't done it once. I've been waiting for my fucking my close up. Yeah, I mean, hit me, Bobby.
Trying to get that bicep in there.
Cut off.
Yeah. If you guys are wondering what we're talking about, check out our fucking Twitch. It's cool. It's live, and you can see it in retrospect. Like, if you're like, you know what? I'm wondering what these guys look like. And there's more about that in listener questions. Stay tuned.
All right. Let's talk about some games we've been playing.
Wait. Agony. The only reason... So it's coming out this month, Bobby.
And, it has a release date.
Yeah. And every single time... It's been two times, but I'm going to say like, no, see, don't do that. I have clickies over here, and I've got the exact video I want you to watch. Once you get there, go to about like 3:30, maybe 4 minutes, and you can see some real gameplay and what they're pushing here. It looks like some sort of horror game where you're in hell. Mm-hmm. The walls undulate, and there's a lot of light mechanics where you throw the torch where you don't want baddies to come at you, but I was scared watching this trailer that we're watching right now. I think it's called just Agony gameplay trailer, first gameplay trailer. Everything's all fucking demonic and shitty and scary. There's not an inch in here that's not made to scare you. I will not be playing this, but I definitely want Bobby to play it. And then for him to get back to us.
I'm sure I'll be playing that when it's released. A lot of my Twitch viewers like to watch me play scary games.
I thought you get scared.
I do. That's why they like a lot of them. They'll just buy me a scary game just so I'll play it.
And it's easier on.
Like that. Oh god,
Those are the worst titties.
So
there's a demon with. She's blind. Oh man, she's got tits, but
it's the only not thing okay. about her that's flesh is tits.
Yeah,
and everything else is just like weird, like bone or root or something.
Yeah, it's
an
it's
ass.
Bad.
Tits and ass.
Tits and ass. She's a tits and ass demon. Anyway, it looks scary. Bobby, more or less interested now?
Yeah. I mean, I got so many scary games to play. But yeah, I've had this one on my wish list for a while. What is the price tag on this?
I don't know. I think it should be coming out on the 30th, from what I remember.
They still don't have any information.
No price tag, no release date on Steam.
Well, it's getting close. Yeah, I might check it out. I'm really in the mode, and I'll talk about this later. I'm really in that mode where I want to finish games that I've started, and one of those is Outlast 2. So I've got plenty of scary games that I haven't gotten to yet. I got The Park. I got Amnesia. I've got Machine for Pigs. Like, so many scary games I just have not gotten to. I haven't beaten Fran Bo yet. Like,
Fran Bo, that's the one we were talking about 3 weeks ago. When I was like, oh, the one that scared you when you thought you were done streaming.
No, that wasn't it. That one was out. It was in that wintry area. It was like in.
Let's not go down this road again. We couldn't get it 3 weeks ago. We're not going to get it today. It's 3 weeks later than you originally had said it. So,
you know, I mentioned that game to somebody and they're like, oh yeah, I played that on my phone. And I ended up talking to a lot of people who are familiar with that game in its mobile version. So I don't know, maybe it was more popular on there than it was on PC.
I think Five Nights at Freddy's did better on mobile than, because I was looking up the other day, top paid, and probably five of the top 20 were Five Nights at Freddy's games.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You know, I had a piece of that game. It might be, I'm going to check out my YouTube page.
Whoa.
Because I had a piece of that in the intro for my scary games
thing. Oh, yeah, I remember.
And I think someone in the comments.
Gotcha. I remember that.
I think someone in the comments asked me what game that was, and I think I said it there. But just a quick note about this YouTube channel that I never upload to. This Toys R Us commercial right here, I found this commercial when I was converting VHS tapes into digital files for someone, and it was like old family videos, but they taped over like other VHS tapes, and like at the end of it was like just some random TV. And so I found this Toys R Us commercial, and you know Toys R Us is going out of business right now, so you know a bunch of people are talking about it, and a movie critic that I watch, Movie Bob, he had a video about it, and he used this footage here. And I know it was my video because nobody else has this commercial upload. So I was like, holy shit, dude, that's my video
To thank you.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's not my video. I did find it. So I thought that was cool. Yeah, it's kind of a weird commercial. Like the dad and the kid are dressed up as Metroid. Oh, there's Emilio gets really drunk. That was a good one.
If you guys haven't been to Bobby, I mean, I love all these videos. I've watched most of these videos. Mostly all these views are for me, basically. He's got some really good stuff on it, and it's Robert Digital Games on YouTube.
I mean, I don't give it... Oh, my God. It's not on this one. Oh, it's on our official DL Gaming one.
Oh, the one that you use even less.
Yeah, we don't put anything on there. We got some copycats out there, too. I think this... Oh, no, this isn't it. All right, we're going to get to the bottom of this. This one's got the cheese vendor on it. This is a good one right here.
I think yours is better. Yours has better stuff on
the
it.
Divinity I like the vendor? Intro.
Yeah, the Divinity Cheese Van.
Yeah.
Get your cheese here.
No, that's good enough.
To see if someone asks.
Not me. In the mood for cheese?
Maybe it was on Steam. I'll show you. The part in this video that I used for the intro was the part that scared me, too. Oh, man, this game. There it was. That was part of it, but that wasn't it. All right. This is terrible for the audio listeners. I'm going to save you.
We're getting worse. We're becoming one of those podcasts that's like, God damn, I need to watch these guys instead. And then nobody ends up watching us. So we need to be audio friendly.
Yep.
Audio get back to our friendly. Roots.
All right. Well, let's talk about some games that we have been playing this week.
Sure. What's up with Guns
Gore and Cannoli 2? Yeah, so I finally beat it. Nice. It's like 5 to 6 hours long. Not a whole lot there. Yeah, I mean, it's a decent game. So I talked about it a little bit last week. It's basically like a Contra style or a Metal Slug style game where you run across a 2D map just shooting people up. And there's some great boss fights in it. It feels like an old Super Nintendo or Nintendo game. The big problem with this game is the weapon switching. They've got this radial menu that comes out and is...
I've seen you use that.
Yeah, I mean, you can, I wonder if they have it here in the, that's the original game. I wonder if they have it here in the trailer for it, but it's this radial menu that comes out and you have to just mouse over to which gun you want. And there's maybe 12 guns and it's in a pinch because you use up all your ammo and then you switch your gun and you're usually just being overwhelmed by enemies. So in a pinch, it's really hard to get the gun that you want, whatever.
And it doesn't slow down time when you're selecting?
No, it does not pause the game when you do that. The boss
maybe you shouldn't have put it on hard, Bobby.
No, you have to play this game at least on hard, at least. Because this is like probably a controller type game. I played it with mouse and keyboard, but hard was even a little on the easy side. The first Guns Gore and Cannoli game I played on impossible about halfway through, and then it got a little too hard and I set it down to hard. This one I just went through the whole game on hard mode.
Based on your recommendation, I played it about 5 minutes and then Sam saw it and she's like, that looks so cool. And I was like, well, you can play it together. And then, so I had to stop, and we just haven't got down to it. Yeah. So I'm sure it'll happen.
I don't know what it'd be like multiplayer, because the first one didn't have that. Oh, actually, it had co-op. This one has online co-op, which is a great addition, but unless you've, like, set something up with someone, like, hey, let's get online and play this, you're not going to find just some rando waiting to queue up with you. Like, right. not enough people are playing this. So the first one took place during Prohibition. This one takes place during World War II. There's even a part where you join the Allies in storming the beaches of Normandy and shooting up Nazis. So now you're not only killing zombies and mobsters like the first one, but you're also killing Nazis. So just working in all the typical bad guys.
Normandy is such an awesome scene in video games. Like,
yeah, you can't do that wrong.
Like a boring Normandy scene in any video game I played.
I mean, Day of Defeat was, they had a map that was like that. Yeah. It was so much fun. Because in the first part of the map, after that, it was just kind of a little weird. But that first rush of just everyone running to the battlefront, it was great.
I played it mostly on Medal of Honor Allied Assault. And yeah, I played on like the Normandy 24/7 map. That was just
nice.
Yeah, server, 24/7 server.
Yeah, it makes for a great great setting for a game, especially a first-person shooter. In this one, the way it ended, they set it up for a third one, which I'm kind of excited for. I play a third one, but I really like, I'm not going to spoil it, but they set it up at a certain location, and you know what time they're going to jump to for it, and you know exactly what the new type of enemy is going to be in the third one. Okay. It's yet another common video game enemy. But it's going to be good. I'm kind of excited for it.
Yeah, I definitely want to try this, man.
Yeah, $12.99. Not a bad price for this game. I like the graphics. I like the theme. It's all kind of like done tongue in cheek. It's funny. And it's, I mean, you can't expect a whole lot from it. It's not like anything groundbreaking, but it feels so familiar. It feels like I'm playing an old Nintendo or Super Nintendo game.
Yeah.
And I love the theme. But yeah. I mean, that's pretty much all I played this week. The only other thing, well, Far Cry 4, but I've already talked about that. The only other thing that I wanted to mention was Heroes of the Dorm is happening right now. And if you don't know what that is, that's the Heroes of the Storm tournament they do with college students. So five college kids from each campus make a team, and the winner gets free college tuition.
Wow.
So if you win that, you get your entire college paid for.
Is that your team, your entire team?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, your whole team does.
Wow.
I think if you make it in the top 16, they give you like this really badass computer. But this year, they are doing that at the Burbank Studios, which we went to a few weeks ago, where they do all the Overwatch games, about a 2-hour drive from here. So, fuck, $20? I was like, yeah, absolutely, I'm going to go to that. It's on May 18th. I doubt anybody else is going, but on the small chance that anyone is, hit me up. I'll be there. It's going to be a great time.
How many hours is it, Bob?
It's going to be a long time. It starts at 1:00, and I don't know how late it's going to go. Well, these are the grand finals. Right. So I think it's going to be two teams or four teams. So two best of fives and then a best of seven.
That's so exciting, because every game counts so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's no loser bracket, right?
Yeah. And it's going to be, there's a lot of bad teams in these. When you get down to the top 16, the games start getting good, but the top four are going to be great. Hopefully there's not going to be a lot of one-sided stomps like there's been in the last couple years, but I'm excited. I'm glad that they're doing some HOTS in that studio, because it's a great studio for esports.
Yep.
So yeah, going to that'll be fun. About 2 months though. And that's been my week. What's been going on with you guys?
I've been playing more Vermintide 2. I just looked it up. I have like 50 hours in that game now.
In about 2.5 weeks?
In
maybe 3 weeks?
Yeah, not even 3 weeks, but yeah, 2.5 weeks.
Yeah. That's some solid work, man.
This game is blown up.
It's so good, Bobby. No,
it's, God, I love
it. Stop being that guy.
Okay, but you know, one thing I do want to mention. That
don't want to use data on your phone. And don't be that guy that will buy the hottest shit that's out, because.
Well, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to buy it in 2.5 months when everyone has stopped playing it, and then I'm going to complain about no one wanting to play it with me.
These servers are shit.
Don't be that guy that doesn't have Windows 10.
But let me tell you one thing. Vermintide is spelled V-E-R-M-I-N. I've had to correct it 3 times on the show notes, and I've noticed in Discord a lot of people misspelling it as well. It's one of those words. It's like rogue. Nobody seems to spell it right. But vermin is not vermen.
Huh.
Yeah.
Vermin as in like the rodents, vermin.
Mm-hmm. I misspell almost everything, but I think I feel
Discord has spell check now.
It was, yeah, I love it. It's so good. Yeah. And somehow I still seem to fuck it up.
Yeah. I don't know. I might jump on this at some point. I'm off this week.
Bobby, let's do it. Yeah, let's get some fucking dude, gaming.
I'm getting shit done this week. This is my week. I'm going to finish Far Cry 4, Prey, Soma, and maybe another game.
Okay, G.
Hey, man. This is my week to get it done.
In case you guys don't know what that joke was about, was it the beginning of the year or the last
2016?
The end of last year.
It was the beginning of 2016.
Oh, okay. She's like, I have 12 games that I want. Was it 12? Maybe 10.
Or beginning of 2017.
Yeah, that I'm going to beat in 2017. That's my New Year's resolution. Which is fine.
Yeah.
Totally cool. Except for she rattles off the heaviest games.
Yeah, like 60-hour games.
Yeah. She's like, Witcher 3, Divinity 2. She just went on and on with these like really big games. Like Skyrim. I'm like, all right, dude. Like, no, none of that's going to happen.
And she ended up with two, maybe three.
Two long ones and one short one.
Yeah, one of them was Portal 2, so she was able to bust that out in a night, but...
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like if I went in now, I'd be too far behind.
No, you wouldn't. I don't know, Minnie. You're the one who has to, like, babysit people most.
What I do is when I'm playing with somebody new, I just re-roll a new character.
Yeah, yeah.
So I have, like, a 25 elf, 17 witch hunter, and a 16 mage, because I'm just, like, rolling with different crews.
Gotcha.
And then I have, like, a couple, like, really low, like, single-digit levels that I can just restart with somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I'll pick it up tonight. I don't know.
The only thing I don't like about it is that you are pigeon. Like, if two guys have two elf mains and they want to play on the same team, something has to happen.
Yeah, somebody has a switch. Yeah, you can't have the same character.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be a problem.
It forces you to try something new. So that's why I have, like, all these other characters.
Yeah. And who's to say that you're having less fun with all these different characters as you would just staying with one character and being stubborn.
Exactly, because I was like loving the elf. I was like, man, first character I picked, I'm loving it already. And then I switched to the mage. I'm like, oh, I don't want to play a mage. But then it's like, damn, this mage is awesome. Yeah. And I switched to the witch hunter. I'm like, damn, this witch hunter is awesome too.
The mage, I think, is the most involved character, which makes her the most... She's got the highest skill cap, and which I think makes her the most fun.
Yeah.
And she's also the most... She puts the does yeah, the
she
most does work.
A, she has she's she does very a versatile ton of depending damage. On the weapons she uses.
But Bobby, maybe he was already like, I don't know, 15 hours into the mage when he's like, you can cool down by pushing reload.
Yeah,
he's like, this shit just got real. He's like, so lighting all kinds of shit up.
Oh my god!
Yeah, no idea.
I just like the passive cooldown, which takes a long time. So I just switch my sword, start bashing things. But then if you like do the active cooldown, it kind of hurts you a little bit, but you cool down like really fast within seconds versus like 30 seconds.
Yeah, kind of know that.
I bet that turned you into a better mage overall. Like you, it was kind of like. Learning sword fighting blindfolded, and then you're like, there's a whole world out here.
It's funny how that happens with games. Someone brought that up when we were playing Overwatch, but I think it was a recent addition. Like, Minnie, you pointed it out with Reinhardt, who I play all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know you could look behind him when you're holding up your shield.
Yeah, you were.
But that wasn't around when you were playing.
It was. But yeah, what he was saying is, man, it's like, man, this would be a game changer if I could just like look behind you off the shield. I was like, press left click, Bobby. He's like, oh, man.
And then funny enough, I think that was the last game of the night. He was like, just found out this epic game breaking thing, and then, all right, still over it. I played a couple more games, and I was like, I think I'd rather watch Overwatch than play it these days.
That's where I am, actually.
Yeah.
I haven't played Overwatch since the new season started.
Yeah.
It's all that Vermintide.
Yeah.
So I was in the mood for a first-person shooter, and some people suggested Metro 2033 and Metro Last Light. I had already played 2033. It scared the shit out of me, so I started playing Last Light. Everybody already knows this is a good game, if not great. Bobby, you really liked it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You finish it all the way?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love this game.
Yeah.
I actually wrote a review on it on my Steam page. One of the few games that I've ever played entirely with NVIDIA 3D Vision, which isn't even a thing anymore. But
I bet it was so much more immersive.
Yeah, well, especially with you have to constantly put on the gas mask.
Right.
And when that cracks, like that effect.
What is 3D Vision?
3D Vision, it's like, you know, when you go to see a 3D movie.
What's Atari?
It's pretty much that, except with gaming.
Okay.
Now, the best games that this worked with were the Batman games, the Arkham games.
So the ones with the glasses actually had those
glasses. Yeah, you wear the glasses and you have to have a special monitor.
All right, yeah, I remember that now, okay.
Yeah, it was short-lived.
I'm glad you brought that up, Bob, because I probably wouldn't have brought it up, but the gas mask is such a small mechanic, you would think, but in this game, it turns into a very large thing, because you need to keep it charged with new filters all the time.
Yeah.
But that's not the thing. The thing is, shit gets all over it all the time.
Yeah, you got to wipe it off constantly.
You got to wipe it off, and usually when you have to wipe it off is when the shit's going down, because...
it's like adding a second reload.
Yeah, exactly. And what do you call it? Something when people fight, kicking up dust. Isn't that like another way of saying it? Anyway, when the fight's going down, dust gets kicked up. It gets in your face, and just like Bobby said, you not only have to reload, or you don't clean your mask, and you fight through the dirt. And you have to make that decision depending on what's going on. So I started playing it. And now, you know, what is this, a 2015 game, Bobby? 14? 13? I don't know.
14 or 13.
Okay. 14.
2014.
So I started playing it. And I thought Metro 2033 was fantastic. And I'm playing this and... You know, we're in 2018, and I was like, yeah, it was a little dated.
Did you play the Redux, or did you play the original?
I think the original, actually.
Oh.
Oh, man.
That's even older, right? The Redux is like the newer version.
Yeah, I forgot that there was a Redux. You have the Redux, right, Bobby?
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think it came up when I searched on your games.
I don't know if you can get the original anymore.
Okay, I'm not sure, but I don't think I'm playing the Redux, actually. So, I don't know. So, I'm like, man, these animations are kind of goofy, and the graphics are kind of, I don't know. And then 3 hours later, I'm like fucking balls deep in this, and I was like, I got to go to bed. This game definitely just sucks you right in. And what's funny is like...
2010, the original release.
Wow. So it holds up. I mean, I must be playing the Redux then, I'm thinking. I don't know. I wish I could tell you guys. Maybe I'll tell you next week. But it did drag me right in. I was going to say, if you want to go buy something cheap and have a good time, you can get this but it's $20 right now on Steam. I'm sure you could get it cheaper, right, Bobby? It's been on sale for cheaper, right?
I think I bought the...
Scroll down. It'll tell you, right?
Yeah. You buy it as a pair, I think. Metro Last Light and 2033, both Redux. Oh, you can buy them as a pair. $30 for that, but it goes on sale all the time. Yeah, $374 is the lowest this has ever been. It's been in bundles a couple of times.
I would say that anything probably under $10 and under, definitely super worth it. Mm-hmm. Maybe right off the bat, I was just kind of like, oh, this is just another whatever. I was actually thinking that 2033 was better for the first maybe hour, and I just kind of got sucked into the story, and it's pretty immersive. I don't know.
Yeah,
and
it's got a good story.
The strippers are hot, too.
I have this game, and I've played like maybe like an hour of it twice. I just played an hour and then restarted it after a while. But now that you have like good review on it, I definitely want to try it.
Yeah.
It's a good game. It's got everything a good first-person shooter should have. Good story. Although, I didn't play 2033, so I was kind of lost. They did reference a lot of stuff. It's linear with the storyline there, but I kind of caught up and figured out what was going on. Yeah, it's a good game. I really enjoyed this one.
I'm kind of curious what's going on with those dark ones, too. Like, I'm genuinely intrigued what's going on with that dark ones baby. Do you remember that, Bobby? It's all about a baby dark ones that got away.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only one alive. So I'm curious what's going on with that.
Yeah, I think they explain it at the end.
Cool. Oh, the voice acting's terrible. So it's a Russian game by a Russian developer, and everybody has Russian accents, obviously, which is you expect. But then the Germans have Russian accents, and it's like because there's Nazis, and the Nazis just sound like Russians. You can't tell them apart. Everything's gray in this game, but somehow they pull it off. It's just such a great environment for a video game. Subway tunnels. It's absolutely perfect. And then every once in a while, you can go to the surface, and it's more dangerous up there, even though you're in the light. Really, really cool.
You've been playing more Ibn Ab?
Yeah. So later in the listener question, somebody's talking about, playing with their loved ones or whatever. And so Sam's daughter named Mila was, how'd this go down? Oh, she just seized control. She always wants to play with me, and especially if I have a controller in my hand, because she knows what that is, right? Oh, here's another little side thing. I have two monitors right next to each other, and if you move the mouse, obviously it bounces from one to the other seamlessly. She's five. She's like, she grabbed my mouse and she's going back and forth, and she's watching the cursor bounce from, because there's a 1-inch gap between my two things, mm-hmm. and she's like, mind blown, turns around, looks at us and says, is this magic? Like, legitimately, she's like, is this magic? Yeah. I guess she thinks it's a real thing that's bouncing.
Yeah,
and she's trying to get it in the line between the gap.
Yeah.
And she can't. And anyway, it was awesome. I brought the controllers upstairs because Sam and I were supposed to be playing Guns, Gore, and Cannoli.
Yeah.
It does not roll off the tongue. And she saw that and she's like, oh, can I play with you, Cam? And I was like, what on Steam could we possibly play with each other? And Ibn Ob is maybe the most basic thing like I can think of. It's a 2D platformer that has an upside down, kind of like Stranger Things. So some guy can go on the upside down platform and one would be on the upside and one affects the other. So maybe a bad guy is on one side, but his weak point is on the other. So it's good to have one guy taking the high road and one on the low road. And it's really basic. The graphics are really basic. Everything's in pastels. The music's nice. But for a 5-year-old, I thought it was perfect. And it did turn out being pretty perfect. Like, she's never, I don't think ever, on a controller jumped over a hole. And then within the first 20 minutes, she was like, jumping over holes, jumping on heads of bad guys, like all the Mario stuff.
This game looks really mm-hmm. cute.
Yeah, it's super cute. And and you know what's hilarious? So I was playing the green guy, who's a little bit shorter, and the pink guy is like taller, and he actually has more animations because he has more to work with.
Right.
So she was pushing down and like hiding inside of her own helmet, I guess.
Okay.
And her eyes closed and stuff. And she's like, no, I'm not going to jump. And I was like, no, you got to jump. And I'm like, I'm getting like impatient. Yeah. So my character's like running back and forth. And it really looks like we are who we are. Cause she's like, she's pulling the wool over her eyes. Yeah. She's like putting her head in the sand. She's like, no, I'm not going to jump that hole. And I'm like, come on, you got to jump over the hole. It was really good. It was fun.
Yeah. This would be a good game for kids.
Yep.
It's funny you mentioned that about the monitor because people at work freak out over that too. I have a laptop and I set it up with my old 3D Vision screen actually, since I don't use NVIDIA 3D Vision. So my old monitor is there and I'll constantly pull something up for someone and then I'll move it over to the other monitor and they'll be like, whoa. like fucking dude. Adults. Yeah.
So she wasn't out of place at 5 to think that was crazy.
No, not at all. Like, I would expect that from a 5-year-old, but from grown people, I'm like, yeah, you know, you can just, like, hook them up. Like, you have a projector in your room. Like, I don't know.
The other thing I got to mention, too, as far as, like, dual monitors and stuff, I don't think I really even need it. When you have the ultra-wide, for work, if you're doing work, you can have 4 screens up, 4 different windows, and work on all of them just fine. And it's like, you can get so much done. It's really, really nice.
What's the resolution, the horizontal resolution on that? I think it's a 2560 by...
I don't know.
Because it's probably like 2 1080 monitors when it comes to resolution, I would guess. Like 4K would be.
I have no idea. I don't know numbers, Bobby. Except for I'm number one.
PUBG Mobile. Oh God, who's been playing this?
I haven't been playing it. I did load up one game, I think, and I see what's going on. I wish I would have looked into it more because people are saying that there's bots in it and they're not real people. And I definitely got that sense. Like, I went 6-0 on my first game, and I quit out because I had to go to bed. So, and it was just too easy. Like, people would shoot me with a fourth of their clip, and I'd be fucked up, and then I'd find them and kill them. I think that happened for 5 of the 6 of the kills that I got. It seemed very bot-ish, you know? Like,
So PUBG Mobile, you're playing against other PUBG Mobile players?
Supposedly.
Yeah, it's like its own game, right? It's not like people are loading into PUBG with their cell phone.
Correct, no.
Okay.
It's its own game, I believe. Yeah, it has to be because the map is not exactly like.
Okay.
But I gotta say, they fucking nailed it, man. Yeah. Holy shit, is it impressive. For a mobile game. Like, you're like, what the fuck? They got so close to PUBG without being PUBG.
How do you control your character?
The standard kind of like on-screen...
virtual keyboard or virtual...
Virtual controls. Yeah, virtual controls. Okay. But it's all there. Like, you can go prone. You can look through your inventory. It all seemed to... I learned it and played it and got 6 kills. I mean, my first time playing... Pretty sure they were bots, though. Like, I don't know if it's been confirmed or not. I wish I would have read it, but that's the thing going on right now. People are starting to post their number one chicken dinners on there.
On our Discord.
Other people are making fun of them because it's bots, but who knows? I don't know. I wish I got to the bottom of this. It definitely feels like bots, though. Or it's just people on their cell phones with shitty connections in wherever.
Yeah.
You know, it could be that. I wish I knew.
Yeah, I mean, it could just be people playing it, you know, while they're in line or they're trying to kill some time and they don't have time to finish a round or something.
And here's another thing that I hadn't thought about till right now. So within the same amount of time, the same allotted time in a regular game where we'd be down to 50 already, it was still at like 86 players.
Oh,
so that kind of makes me feel like bots know to avoid the blue. You know, okay. And maybe they were getting, it feels more like bots. My money would be on bots, is what I'm saying.
Have you tried the Fortnite mobile?
I have not.
I might give that a try. I'll probably check that out.
Gross. Because it's mobile, not because it's Fortnite. I'm not taking sides on the PUBG versus Fortnite, but I do have a firm stance against mobile games.
Good for you, Bobby.
Yeah.
What if HOTS was on mobile?
Ooh, yeah.
And it was a great port. Everybody said how good it was.
Well, isn't there a mobile MOBA game that's really good? Chad used to always talk about it.
That's not what we're talking about, Bobby.
Like, if it was HOTS? No, I wouldn't give a shit. If it's on mobile, I'm, like, already. I only like puzzle games on mobile. Like the Go games, the Hitman Go.
No, I gotcha. I'm saying, if a perfect port of HOTS was on...
Yeah, I just don't like mobile as a platform. If they had HOTS on console, if they had it on mobile... No.
Interesting. I don't believe him.
Nope, not in my house.
It's
absolutely
my skeptical hippo eyes.
BG2? What's BG2? I don't know that acronym. Tag says the best mobile game is BG2.
I don't know.
I'm sure he'll let us know in a moment. Baldur's Gate 2. Okay.
That's because it's a real game.
Yeah. There are games where they end up on mobile, and they're pretty much like the original PC version of it, like that remake of Final Fantasy III or Costume Quest, you know, and those ones. Like, I could play those ones, but I'd rather play them on PC.
Okay.
All right. What's up with Assassin's Creed
Origins? So, on the sale, it was $35. This Assassin's Creed Origins is the one based on in Egypt. And, you know... I was like, I really like the setting, and the graphics looked fantastic. I started playing it today. I can't say too much about it. I only played it about maybe even an hour. So the only things I can touch on is what I've seen so far. The graphics weren't running the way I liked, so I switched them up a little bit. Still wasn't loving it. I'm getting maybe like 20, 30 frames. I'm not sure what's going on. Bobby had a suggestion just to use a NVIDIA Experience and optimize the game. So I'm going to try that. Also, the controls seem kind of like, I don't know. So I'm going to try it on a keyboard as well. Besides that, I was seeing the similarities between Far Cry and Assassin's Creed. At this point, they're basically the same game, except for one's in third person and one's in first person. Like, that's basically what it's coming down to. It's just like... Oh, and one's more like nature oriented, and one's more city oriented. Oriented. Oriented.
Yeah, because Assassin's Creed, you got to have the buildings to jump off of and latch onto.
Yeah. And I'd rather play a first-person game. I wasn't wowed. It wasn't what I expected. I'm going to give it its just due, though. I'm going to at least give it the 2 hours before I return that shit. but hopefully I can get it running smoothly. They're adding more mechanics as I'm playing, like they introduced a bow, but still, is it like on the controller? I was just like, ugh.
Are you playing it with a controller?
Yeah, and I think I'm going to stop. Because I just can't get... I can't aim with my right thumb. That's not what it's meant to do.
Out of all the Assassin's Creed games that have been released in the last, I don't know, 5 years...
Yeah.
This is the only one that has interested me.
Yeah, me too. Like, I'm pretty much the exact same thing. And so that's why I bit the bullet on the $35.
What's the last Assassin's Creed game you played?
Oh, boy.
Have you played an Assassin's Creed game?
Yeah, I have. But not as thoroughly as you played Black Flag. There was one of the earlier ones. I played it all the way through. Maybe like 3 or 4, something like that, back when they had numbers.
Before it was Black Flag.
Oh, okay. The one that really interested me before this one was the one that was like Colonial America. I never played it, though.
Which one was that? Is that Syndicate or?
No.
Rogue?
I think it was an actual number. God, where they are. We are at the worst.
Dude, it's not our fault, man. There's like 25 Assassin's Creed games.
That's so I was listening to an older episode, maybe last week or the week before, and we were trying to like get Call of Duty right.
Oh,
like,
yeah, the names. Infinite Warfare.
And I just kept saying, who the fuck cares? Who the fuck cares? And you guys were like, was that the one? I was like, who the fuck cares? It's because like
the ones with the bomb being dropped at the end of the game.
Yeah, exactly.
Assassin's Creed 3. So 4 is the only one I played, Black Flag, and I really liked it. I went back to play the first one thinking foolishly like I was going to work my way through the series. Couldn't get more than an hour into it.
Yeah. And what I remember you saying about Black Flag that I really liked was, don't you collect sea songs or whatever they call them?
Yeah. Oh, the shanties. Yeah.
Shanties. Yeah. I thought that was really cool.
Mm-hmm. There were a lot of cool things about that. During the whole Assassin's Creed movie when I tried to go back and play the first one, too. That movie was not good.
I tried that game, and I bought it, and I just didn't like it, the Black Flag.
Black Flag?
Yeah.
Have you played other Assassin's Creed games?
Yeah, I played my favorite one was Brotherhood, Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. That was in Rome.
Is that 3?
Never even heard of that one.
Two? Yeah.
Dude, I think it was maybe 3. It wasn't 2. It wasn't 1. I don't know if it was 3.
But this is the guy that likes Final Fantasy IX.
That's right? True. Yeah.
Final Fantasy IX is the best.
You know, so I don't play too many of these really big adventure 3D world games. But as I was playing this, I was like thinking to myself that Shadow of War is so much better. And I wish I was playing that.
Hmm.
I'm going to give it some more time, though. I want my $35 back, though. It got 30, like it was like rolling around at 82, 83, something like that.
Dude, every game gets an 82 or an 83.
Yeah, you were talking about that before
I've been talking about that for years. Oh,
that's
dude.
Just like the safe score.
Yep, 82. That does remind me of an interesting idea the Mayo suggested this week. I don't know if he told you guys. I think he might have, but we take two games. We kind of like have a debate. We take two games like this versus that, like Assassin's Creed versus Shadow of Mordor or one of those games, and we each take sides, and then we try to have a debate and ask the listeners who won.
Okay. Or even closer ones. Well, I guess that's pretty close, but also like League of Legends versus HOTS or whatever. I'll take the smite on that one.
Do you play MOBAs?
I've played HOTS sometimes. I played it this week, actually, a little bit.
So you'd be on the HOTS by the way.
Maybe.
I almost want to get...
Mages suck so much in HOTS, man.
Oh, mages?
God.
Yeah, it's not a great meta for them right now,
class?
Yeah.
Well, they're not doing well.
Many mages?
They're not really a class. No, they're good. You just gotta. They die easily. You gotta be careful.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm surviving. It just seems like I'm not doing enough damage for.
Oh, play Jaina. Well, I'll show you how to play Jaina one of these days, dude. I fucking rip it on Jaina.
I've been playing
But Bobby, for you to say,
yeah. You've been playing Ming a lot,
that's
right?
That's the one, Li Ming.
Yeah, dude, Ming, I barely even fuck with her. She can be really good. She puts out crazy damage, good but burst. She doesn't have wave clear. Her wave clear is weird. You have to hit, you have to throw your orb angle. Sideways.
Yeah.
And you need a stun tank for Ming. I'll fill you in later on all that. Right,
cool.
Tell you how to play Ming. I really want to buy Fractured Butthole. Dude, this Ubisoft sale, I got to stop looking at it because I want to buy like three things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, whoever played Steep? Is that a snowboarding game?
Alpha. I played Alpha of it. It's pretty cool. It's really, at that time, there was like nothing to do. Just like go on mountains and do stuff, but there's like no goals.
I really got to play Blood Dragon.
It's pretty.
Yeah. Yeah, Blood Dragon's a great game.
That probably would have like satisfied my first person shooter. But you know what? I think I'm going to finish Metro. Like, I'm pretty into it.
You should, man. That game, it gets better as it goes along, too. Like, cool. That's a solid, that's one of my favorites, actually. And I've never played anything else from the series. All right. So, is that everything we've been playing this week? We ready for some news?
Sure.
Fuck. I fucked that up. Okay.
So, with more of the Ubisoft sale, For Honor has gotten dedicated servers. And I played that game for a long time, for like 2 months, not a long time, but a lot for the 2 months that I played it.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved it, but the only thing that killed it was the servers. Like peer-to-peer, it just sucked. Like when you're going in for an attack and then it's like loading, it's like, oh man. It just like just takes you out of everything. And that was like the main reason I stopped playing that. I haven't played it in about a year. And but man, that the mechanic was awesome.
It's a great idea.
Mechanic, yeah.
Yeah, that melee combat, like dueling, but it relies so heavily on having a good ping.
Yeah, a good connection is like a steady connection. Doesn't have to be a good ping, but a steady connection. And peer-to-peer, you can't get a steady connection with that reliably.
How expensive are we talking for a company to do this? This is a big company, right?
That Ubisoft.
Mm-hmm.
So why wouldn't they have this day one? Like how expensive? Like what's going on?
I don't know, man. Honestly, it like that's what baffled me. It's like Ubisoft has produced this game. Millions, why don't they have
millions of dollars went into this game?
Yeah,
correct.
Definitely.
Why would you not do $10,000 a month to protect that $1 million?
I don't know, man.
Am I way off?
I'm wondering why they're doing it now. That's the real question. Like, do you think this is going to breathe any life into the game, or have people already?
Well, I want to get back into it now. So that's
I bought it. Yeah. And I never played it online.
And they just came out with a new expansion.
Maybe they're thinking if they can do it with Siege, they can do it with this. But
that's what I was going to say.
Maybe. Because it's a good game.
I don't even know. Like, they kept supporting. They did a lot of things right with Siege. They kept supporting it. They put out new content. They fixed bugs. They got the game in a really good spot. And the people came back to it. And it has a really good, loyal community. But even if you do all that shit, that's not a guarantee that you're going to get the community back. Like, people will decide for one reason or the other. Like, as a group, they'll decide if they want to go back to this game.
Do you know what pot committed means, Bobby? You ever play poker?
I played poker, but I'm not good at it.
There's a certain point where, like, you've put so much in, even though you have a poor hand, it's more worth to you to keep putting money in than to fold, because you're already pot committed. And they put so much money into this, and it's obviously it didn't do what they wanted it to do. So they're going to keep putting money into it to try to get some of that money back.
Yeah.
Maybe this might be it. I mean, you have one guy here is like, he's interested. That's one out of four. I'm interested. That's half of us because I already own it.
Well, I'm checking the numbers here on Steam charts, and today's peak was 7,200 people. Right now, 4,600 people are playing.
That's legit.
That's
those are good numbers.
Good numbers.
That's a respectable community size. Yeah. Like, that's enough to, especially because games are, what, 4v4?
Yeah.
Like, that's plenty to have a good community. So, yeah, probably a good move on their part.
Are there any games that are, like, 4v4v4 with all three factions?
Not in that game mode. No, not in this game. Well, the factions don't mean anything. Like, you can be on the Japanese and the Knight side and be on the same team.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Just, like, if you win, you just get more points towards your faction.
I bought it because I was having a great time with the multiplayer. Yeah. I mean, the single player.
Oh, okay. I didn't play that. I played a little bit, but
I was playing the campaign. I was having a great time. And you know why? Because you get that great combat, that first person like melee combat without any lag.
Okay.
And, and the graphics were fucking amazing.
Yeah. They're also introducing two new characters, I think somebody on the Viking and somebody on the Japanese side. I didn't really look too much into it, but yeah, they're creating a new season, dedicated servers, and two new characters, so they're obviously putting a lot into this game still.
Hmm.
Oh, so my mother-in-law was... What just happened?
Got to follow.
Oh, someone's calling. Turn cool. What's up?
Thanks, man. She's like, aren't you going to serve your friends drinks? And I was like, they don't drink. And she's like, so every week when you do this, you're the only one drinking? And I was like, yeah, Ma. And I'll be back a few more times during the show.
So this game, For Honor, is $15. That's a good price for this game. Oh, wait, Standard Edition. Oh, Starter Edition, Standard Edition. They got a couple different editions.
All you need is a standard because
the starter edition.
The base one.
That's still all you really need. The other ones are just they give you money for unlocking characters. So it just depends on how much money you want or how much time you want to put in versus how much money you want to put in.
Yeah, but $15 to get into this game, I mean, that's not bad. No. And it was a lot more. It was like, what, 40 when it first came out? 50, 60,
70? I actually got it free when I bought my 1070. So that was pretty cool. But yeah, I think it was when it started like $50.
All right.
I mean, it has a production value.
All right.
Jeez.
Got the follow train coming in here, distracting everyone.
They're following each other, following us.
So, Sonic coming out with a new racing game. It's just being teased.
You can't bring up Sonic every week, dude.
But they're killing it, man.
I'm actually excited about this, dude. The Sonic All-Stars is one of my... I don't know. I haven't played a Mario Kart since SNES, so maybe I'm not really...
You didn't play 64?
What was that on?
Mario Kart 64?
Was it on N64? No. Yeah. No, dude, I haven't played a console since like Dreamcast. So, or I haven't had a console since Dreamcast.
Okay, well.
So,
64 was pre-Dreamcast.
But Sonic All-Stars in my PC gaming world was like the best racer game. Dude, this is it. This is the teaser trailer.
It's just a headlight.
Yeah, they just it's show literally just a headlight that lights up. That's kind of dumb.
It's a teaser, man.
It's a teaser.
Bobby. That's what a teaser is. That's all that's been released on this game.
Bobby's like, this teaser's terrible because I want more. That's exactly what they want you to do, dude.
I was expecting a little more. I didn't know it was a teaser.
So but. Yeah, they just put it on Sonic the Hedgehog's Twitter that Sonic, they just had a little video of Sonic.
He's not a real person, right?
Yeah, he is. Yeah. Sonic R is coming out. That's all they put, just Sonic R. They didn't have a release date or anything about the game. That's it, just Sonic R.
So but Sonic in that racing. Logo they showed, it was very obvious that the R word was racing.
Yeah. And they had the Sonic Racing before, and that was the same R.
Same logo.
Yeah.
But yeah, Sonic All-Stars, the racing game, so good, man. Like, so good. That's one of those games. That and Rocket League are like my go-to games when I do couch co-op.
Did you guys see people lose their fucking minds when Smash Brothers was announced? Bobby, did you see that?
Yeah.
There's some guy like riding his backpack. Like he was like on the floor, just like dragging himself across the floor.
Some people get a little too ham.
Yeah.
Too ham, bro.
Well, when you're in a room with like thinking.
Like-minded
people. Yeah. No, like thinking, dude.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You're right. Yeah.
I don't think we mentioned this when we were talking about Vermintide, but apparently they have sold more copies of Vermintide 2 within the first week.
I think 2 weeks. Maybe a week, but anyway.
No, I think it was, the first 2 weeks than they have ever sold of the original.
And they should. When you take something and you improve it this much, you should reap the benefits.
Yeah.
No sophomore slump for these guys. They took all their faults and fixed them. And here we are.
I feel like there was just one fault, though. It was the progression system. Yeah. It just wasn't there in the first
one. But there's multiple facets of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a complex system, but it can all be summed up with a progression system.
And then even their strengths, they tightened up pretty much everything. It's a fantastic game. Too bad Bobby doesn't have it.
Yeah, maybe I'll get it. But this is I feel like this is just a good game to have. It's like Killing Floor 2. You could jump in anytime with people.
Oh, something I didn't mention. I played my first, I think, champion difficulty, the hardest difficulty.
Mm-hmm.
And I got carried so hard. Like, I could tell I was just being an anchor to these guys. We finished the mission. It was like the last level, the final level of the game on champion difficulty. And yeah, I was just carried the entire time because my character and my skill are not where they need to be for that game. Because I'm always playing, lower-level people.
Yeah.
And then I just wasn't was not expecting the difficulty of that. I probably had like 4 or 5 health packs used while everybody else had maybe one. And I just got,
do you think that was,
that's me every game.
Do you think that was a result of skill or gear?
I think my gear was on par.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely skill. I just didn't know my position in this difficulty.
What was the night that we were all kind of toasty and I couldn't climb up the ladder? I was so embarrassed. You guys, when all three of your friends that you're supposed to slay zombies with or rats with are all like, the ladder on the right. And you're like, what?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was the first and last game we played that night with you. It was like...
first and last. And
like, I'm going to put myself to bed.
I was like, on the ladder, like, this ladder right here, get on it. He's like, what? Where? I'm like, I'm on it right now.
Yeah.
Get on this ladder.
All right. In other news, Epic releases $12 million worth of assets for free. Right. So this is all the Paragon stuff?
This is, yeah, Paragon. They release, like, all the assets for Paragon, all the characters, all the skins, all the enemies, the like, foliage, the map assets as well. And, yeah, they've released to the public.
That's incredible.
Yeah, these are, like, really high-res models.
I wonder what they mean. How did they get that number? Is that like the potential money they would have made? Is that how much money they put in?
Yeah,
I think it was about $12 million.
$12 million spent. I mean, this game was live for like 3 years.
Yeah.
So Epic uses the Unreal Engine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you had, it's like a subscription fee, I think, to use the Unreal Engine now. So if you were a developer using that, I guess.
I think it's like the SDK thing, the software development kit.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what they use. But yeah, it's like anybody using that, they...
So is it, it's free to use these characters in your own games is what they're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you won't have to like spend the time on, you could pretty much like, you could take one of these character models and make a third person adventure game and, you know, use a ton of their assets and save a bunch of time because they already did the work for you.
Yeah. Just public, public.
It's a super sweet move by them. Yeah. Because, like I was talking about last week.
Who does that? Nobody does that.
No. They were chasing the money. I mean, not chasing the money. They were following the money.
Right.
So they invested heavily into Fortnite. That paid off for them. What are we going to do with our old baby? The best thing we could do is give it to the world.
Yeah. Really, really awesome.
Yeah.
Really impressive.
All right. And then we already talked about Ubisoft announcing their Mumbai studio.
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess it's time for listener questions.
It's a nice question.
Really feels like we should have a jingle there.
Yeah. I did one. Hello.
Is that Best Buy story yours? Because me and Emily were trying to figure out what that was.
Yeah, yeah. So I was, somebody direct messaged me after the last episode. Remember we had talked about my name a bunch. And he was like, hey, you know, my name's Robert too. And, you know, I've gone through that and everyone calls me Bob. But I think it's more of a Southern thing because of where I live. And, and I was like, oh, yeah. And I talked to him for a little bit about that. But it totally reminded me of this incident that I had many years ago. And I think I talked about it on the podcast back then, like 2015, maybe. But I might have brought it up before the show. I feel like Emilio told me, like, hey, you should have said that on air. That would have been great. So in case you missed it 3 years ago, here it is now. So one time I bought a monitor online from Best Buy and I had an in-store pickup. I bought it through eBay. So eBay used the name that I had registered with them, which was Bobby.
Okay.
So I show up, pick up my monitor. I go to the pickup thing. They want ID. There you go. And they're like, it says Robert on your ID. And I was like, yeah, that's my name. They're like, well, the pickup's for Bobby. I was like, is she fucking with me? So, like, what's going on here?
When you picked it up, it was like Bobby, your last name, and your ID said Robert, your last name.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was like, I thought she might be fucking with me, but then she looked kind of young. Maybe she doesn't know this, you know, like Bobby's another name for Robert. So I was like, I put it off like a joke, like, all right, yeah, you know, give me the monitor. And she's like, do you have like another form of ID or something? I'm like, No, like a library card? Like, what are you talking about? No. I mean, you know, like Robert and Bobby are like the same name. Like, you know, sometimes people named Robert go by Bobby or Bob or something like that, or Robbie. Like, and she's looking at me like I'm fucking crazy. I'm like, dude, this bitch. Okay. But can you get like a manager? Is there like an older person around here I can talk to? Cause you know, she's like a younger person. Manager comes over. She's a little bit older. I'm like, hi, yeah, I'm trying to pick up this monitor. A little misunderstanding here, nothing big. It's under the name Bobby. And my last name's on there too. Same fucking last name. But my license says Robert. But you know, Bobby, Robert, it's like the same name. And this lady starts looking at me like I'm fucking crazy. So I'm like, am I in the fucking Twilight Zone here? What is going on? So I'm like, are you serious?
This is my
favorite
part.
You don't understand this? So I start looking around at other people. I'm like you guys know. You know. And people are like, please don't involve me. You know, people are looking at me like, oh God, no, don't do this. And I'm like, I'm going to do this. I'm like, you know, like Robert De Niro, sometimes he goes by Bobby or Bob, you know, right? And they're just like, people are like slowly backing away. I'm like turning to other people, a little help here. Somebody, come on. No. Like, and then I realize I'm making a scene in fucking Best Buy, and like a white dude like me can't make a scene without looking like a complete asshole. It's like that Jim Gaffigan joke. Like, if you get angry as a white guy, you're an asshole. But if you're like, you know, if you're like Hispanic, they're like, oh, he's got a Latin temper. You know, it's like
Latin flair.
So I walk out of there in a huff, dude. I'm just like, fuck this, I'm out of here. And then the next day I call up like their support line. I get some nice Southern lady on the phone and I explain to her. She's like, well, that's just ridiculous. Blah, blah, blah. Let me take care of this. And she fucking took care of it. Like 5 minutes later, she's like, all right, I got it all sorted out. Just go pick it up. And then I picked it up and, there was no issue.
Race plays a lot of, into this story. The younger girl and the manager, were they not white?
Young girl was white. Manager was like, I don't know, Filipino probably.
Okay, yeah. So she didn't know.
Yeah, but dude, I was fucking blown away. Like, these people don't know. Like, what the hell? And then that was the only time it's ever been an issue. Like, and that was like one of the few times I've ever made a scene. Because I don't make scenes in places. Yeah, except for that time, like, I was accused in 7-Eleven of stealing a rock star. Yeah, I got pissed. I didn't go to...
It's right next door to his place.
Oh, the place around the corner.
Yeah. I didn't go in there for 2 years.
Yeah, and... Like, so I was like, hey, Bobby, you want something? He's like, I don't go there. I was like, what?
Let's go to the Circle K.
I was like, okay. So
yeah, it's like one's like white.
Principal.
Like, he walks into a 7-Eleven with a rock star in his pocket, guys. And he wants them to recognize that he goes in there every day when 10 million people go in there a day.
I go in there all the time. Do I look
Doesn't
like someone
matter.
Who's going to steal a fucking can of soda water?
Oh, because you're white? Fuck it, this podcast's over.
It was bullshit because I told the guy, look, dude, I live right around the corner, man. I'm in here all the time, you know. And then like 2 weeks later, they take out the trash where I park. And so I'm pulling in, you know, it's a kind of a nice car when I wash it. So I'm pulling in, I'm like swiping the card and I see this dude and we like lock eyes and like, I know he recognizes me. I'm like, yeah, dude, fuck you.
Yeah. I think he was looking at you and he was like, there's that troublemaker.
That troublemaker.
Yeah.
Parking in the area where only people who
you were stealing there. A rock star, Bobby. In his eyes, in his little Haitian heart.
Oh my God, dude!
Or Cody says, these "Sounds like a Papers, Please Best Buy."
These fucking allegations, man. Like, I can't believe this shit. I'm a respectable individual. All right, so that's my Best Buy story. That is the only time people cut checks to me. Bobby, and they spell it wrong too. They spell it with an IE, and I still cash those, no problem.
It doesn't matter. Like, checks could be written out to whatever. I've never had an issue.
Yeah. Yeah, so the bank takes it, but Best Buy, oh boy. All right, so let's get to some
real really
grind
questions. My gears. Your turn.
Tech Knight asks, are you guys looking forward to Sea of Thieves? So we didn't talk at all about this because none of us are playing it. Why is that?
I don't have Windows 10.
Oh, yeah. What? I want to talk to you about this. So the way I understand it is, at the very beginning, when they were giving away for free.
More giving away or forcing it? They were forcing it on people.
No.
They were forcing it on people.
You have to get this in the first 6 months or it's not free anymore.
But they were automatically downloading it to people's computers or uploading it to people's computers.
Okay.
And then people would turn on the computers like, what the fuck? I have Windows 10. I didn't want this. Like, you had to go into, like, certain settings and say, disable automatic updates and all kinds of shit.
Okay. So they forcefully gave you the best Windows operating system of all time.
And at that time, it wasn't good.
Windows 10?
Yeah. I've never heard anybody
Windows
have
10 is fine.
Okay.
I mean, after 8, so, we were ready for anything.
And yeah, they should enforce things on you, and I agree. Because they're giving you something free on top of...
Like enforcing something,
something that
on you?
You paid for, right?
They were forcing
you. So you paid for 7.
Giving for free, enforcing on you, two different things.
Oh, man, you're too young to fear change. Like, you should have just upgraded.
Okay. So he didn't like their business practices, and for that, you're holding out, correct?
I guess I'm holding out. I don't know if I'm holding out. I'm just, I don't want Windows 10. Like, I don't see a reason to get Windows 10. I don't see what
Except
it does.
Except for it being the best Windows of all time.
I don't see what makes it better than 7.
Well, you can play Sea of Thieves.
There's a couple specific things, but I don't know if they would affect you.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Like,
are you a creator?
No.
There's a creator update.
Not really.
Super cool. I have no idea what it does.
Okay.
But well, it's got native support for image files, which I find very useful to me, just like Mac has had for a long time. There's also a little more granular controls of file transfers, which is very convenient. So I don't know.
Cortana?
Yeah,
Cortana scares me, honestly.
I don't really use Cortana. Like, I had a bad time trying to use it at first, so I just...
How are you an old grumpy man at your young age?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, dude. Windows 10 is fine, and it's going to be... There's not going to be a Windows 11.
Bobby, give it better than a fine. It's definitely better than fine.
That's a good operating system, but the thing is, it's not going away. It's not going away. Dude, it's going to be... It's like Mac now, where they're going to have 10, 10.1, 10.2, 10.25. Like, they're just going to keep building upon this operating system. It's not going away. It's the last operating system they're going to make for quite some time.
Yep. So, he should upgrade.
Yeah, well, 7's working fine.
So. Yeah. But, so this
No, it's not, because you can't play Sea of Thieves.
I don't care about this game. I wouldn't play this if I could.
Neither are we.
Well, I don't know. I've watched YouTube videos. I read reviews. I watched Twitch streams, and there just doesn't... Like, I've had such a hard time finding out what do you do in this game. And from what I can tell, you just go around and you either do quests to get treasure or you steal other people's treasure, but that's really it. And there's no escalation to this.
Funny you should say that, because I was watching a YouTube video today that this guy was saying, what do you do in Sea of Thieves? And they were kind of like mocking some guy asking that. And he's like, I try to figure out what you do in this game, but really it's because you do everything. You can swim, you can shoot. It's like, dude, that's like...
Yeah, it's like, game, I don't want really. A pirate chat room, dude, like a virtual pirate chat room. I want an actual game. Like, give me some objectives. Have them ramp up in difficulty.
That, you know? That said, anecdotally, everybody on Steam that's played it likes it. And
on Steam?
Yeah. I mean, on our Discord.
Yeah, yeah. The testimonials we've heard have been really good.
Yep. Dick Nick gave it a raving review, and he doesn't like very much. He's a dick. And so in that case, it makes me want to play. That's the only thing that makes me want to play so far. I mean,
it seems like
nice.
A fun game only because of friends. Like, the game itself is kind of empty.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've heard a lot of people said in the reviews, if you play with just randos, like, it's just going to go haywire. You have to have everyone on board. But
Wow.
Yeah, I did.
Hopefully this game could have enough players to stay afloat. Why can't I do it right back? What just happened?
You didn't add the ba-dum-tsh.
Oh, right.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, I don't know, man. But the price tag is what's really killing me. I'd totally check this out, because it sounds like a $15, $20 game. Like, hey, buy into this, and it's going to be this, you know, this thing you play for a long time with your friends, and you kind of come back to, kind of like a... I don't know, what's another game I can
draw? But you're like, show
to?
Me more, right, Bobby?
Yeah, exactly. I don't feel like this is a $60 game.
But a bunch of of our friends saying, do they really like it, or are they trying to justify their $60 purchase?
Well, they may really like it. I just don't know if it's going to have any lasting power. I assume...
Does it need lasting power? Like,
yeah, a game like this, it thrives on its community. I think they have to, and I think they will put more into it as it goes.
No, I believe so too.
Like, the Kraken came in. That was really cool. Like, more stuff like that, more events, more, you know, just something.
But let's say you paid $60 and you had 10 amazing hours. Would that be worth it? You know?
Yeah. I mean, it might be, but I don't think I'm going to get 10 amazing hours.
Interested.
I'm not really concerned about the time. I'm just worried.
If you bite the bullet, I'll buy the bullet, Bobby.
I'd rather pick up Vermintide, honestly.
Okay.
For half the price.
You're in for $90 this week.
I can't even spend my massive amounts of Steam money on this game since it's
don't buy too much. You don't want to be a loose cannon.
Why?
All right. They're just getting worse. All right. Let's just move on before this gets any worse. Okay. The Mayo says, podcast question. What was your very first Steam game in your library? You can find this by going to account details and then view license and product activation. From there, just scroll all the way down to the oldest activation.
That's a bit misleading because it says, what's your first game in your Steam library, which is Counter-Strike 1.6.
Yeah, same here.
But the oldest game you well for me was purchased in my library was Half-Life 2.
Damn. Probably the same.
Well, it'll tell you whether or not it was activated or whether it was purchased through the store, but it should list both.
It doesn't have because I owned Counter-Strike before Steam. So
The first one that showed up for me was Half-Life 1, and that was the same thing. Really? I owned it before, and then one day it was like, you have to install Steam to play your game. And I was like, fuck this. What is this stupid ugly green shit?
God, it was so was ugly.
Military green.
It was, yeah, the olive drab.
Yeah. But yeah, my first game was Half-Life 1. What's really weird, when I looked at that list, it was like Half-Life 1 in 2004, then like a year later, Half-Life 2, then like 3 years later, it was like Team Fortress 2, and then like 2-3 years later, it was like Left 4 Dead. It was like in a 6 year span, I had like 5 games on Steam, and then it was like 2013, it was fucking 7,000.
Yeah. Big as 2051 says it's the best looking water he's ever seen in a game. And water always looks good in games. So that's saying something. See if they're playing it tonight. Yeah, DLG together. Yeah, right, guys?
Nope.
Gonna get
you could probably sell me on Vermintide, but Sea of Thieves is going to be a little more difficult. But yeah, so that was my first game, the first Half-Life game, and there were not a lot of games on Steam. Did you look up yours, Amelia?
No, I didn't, because I knew that it was going to be 1.6, but it would have been great to see what was the first purchase. I'm guessing it's probably Half-Life 2.
Yeah.
Most Half-Life 1 and 2. Yeah, I mean, because originally Steam was just Valve titles. It was a while before, you can get other games on Steam.
Are we signed into my Steam right now? Can we check?
No, we're not. No,
oh, okay.
Because I had to restart. Yeah. What is it?
What are we doing? Okay, gotcha.
When she's here, we'll have to ask her, but she's not here today as I zoom in on her seat. Boom.
Cannon number one!
Okay. Next question comes from Sloppy Thor. Love the name.
Great name.
Have you guys heard of Dauntless? I just discovered it right now. A $40 price tag to get into the closed beta early access. But when it is released, it will be free to play. It's basically Monster Hunter, but for PC with Fortnite-style graphics.
Great synopsis. You in those last two sentences, you nailed it. That's exactly what it is. Monster Hunter with Fortnite-style graphics.
You guys got beta keys for this from Rubber Nuts, right?
Yeah. How long have you been listening? Because about 4 weeks ago.
Yeah, about a month ago, probably.
Yeah, we covered this. And recently they had about a week and a half ago, they had an update. And me and Minnie have been trying to play it together for about that much time. I was like, hey, there's an update. We should try this out. And I am so goddamn busy. And then whenever I get one free second, he's like, nope.
Yeah, it's like we've been going back and forth.
Yeah, we're teasing each other.
You got time? Nope.
Yep.
Do you have time? Nope.
But from the little bit that you guys played,
we needed more, but we liked what we saw.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely. It was definitely early beta because there was a big lack of content, it seemed. But the fights were fun. And I don't know, that's all we can say. Like, it was a fun game, but not much content yet.
Were they repetitive?
We only fought like 2-3 bosses.
There was
like an owl
bear.
But then
within that, would you say the fights were repetitive?
Yeah, they weren't too difficult.
They weren't very difficult.
It was just kind
of... But the weapons kind of... two new weapons came in a new patch. Oh, yeah? Okay. Yeah. Some sort of like... what do you call it when you put an axe at the end of a long pole? Like
pole
axe? That's not what they called it. It was like called a war axe. But yeah, you're right. It's called a pole axe. By the way, best probably zombie killer weapon
pole
out
axe.
There. Yeah, pole axe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, we had a good time. Hoping for more, just don't fuck it up. It's like one of those teachers when you get in there first day. Hey guys, everybody in here has an A. Just keep that A, and you're going to have an A on your report card. And you're like, whoa.
Yeah,
that's kind of how they, like, so far, you're an A, but this is just the beginning of the class, and you have a long way to go. But I'm rooting for you, Dauntless, because I don't have Monster Hunter yet. When's that coming out?
Do you remember? End of the summer.
Okay. I hope we get a better version.
I feel like there's yet to be a really good Monster Hunter game.
From what I hear, there will be a better version on the PC.
Other than Monster Hunter?
No, I'm talking about on the PC.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I would say this was good, or it's going to be good when it comes out, but I don't want to, you know, I've been on the hype train a little too much.
Yeah, well, $40 you can buy into the beta, and then you guys are already in the beta, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can check on it periodically.
Yep.
All right, next question. M6U3 asks, is Bobby fat? I've heard he is not. I need to watch their Twitch streams. He totally sounds like a fat, bald, and old white guy.
You know why? Because you're so knowledgeable, I think.
It's so like, fat, old white guys knowledgeable?
Actually, I had a few fat, old white roommates, and they've all been like little Wikipedias, big Wikipedias.
Yeah, because they can't be into bitches because the bitches don't like them. So they got to study other things. But Bobby's all about the bitches and the tech. It's great.
Well, what's funny is I get this a lot. I don't know why, man. Maybe.
Yeah, we just went over this a few.
Yeah. He couldn't be.
Well. I think it was in response to that. Yeah.
I guess he could be thinner, but he is.
Really?
Not. No, like it's possible for him to be thinner.
Possible. Yeah. But I mean.
That's what I meant.
You can make an Ethiopian thinner too.
He looks like a healthy individual.
Yeah.
He's probably like. For his weight and height, he's probably, or his height and age, he's probably exactly the weight that a doctor would say. Right? Aren't you in that, whatever that's called?
I think so. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How much are you supposed to weigh at my age?
I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. All right, Todd Monster.
You look good, Bobby.
Thank you. That's all I wanted to hear. Todd Monster asks, holy shit, what is this?
Noober again.
Noober coming in. I can't read. Oh, you dropped this and because reasons.
You dropped
this. Thanks, buddy.
He's always got the best reasons.
Yeah.
Todd Monster 261 asks, so my wife is very understanding about gaming, but she doesn't really get it. She would rather watch shit like The Bachelor. Do you all have any ideas of games that I could have her try? Short type games without any hand-eye skills.
Ooh.
Okay, so is The Bachelor still on the air?
That's dude. It's big, dude.
See, I was still wondering if reality TV was...
There's The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, and there's like, I think there's one spinoff too.
Man. No, thank you.
I don't watch TV, but I know enough to know that.
Well, there are a lot of good suggestions in our Discord when he posted this.
Yeah.
The one that I pitched...
Can we read some of them?
Yeah, I'll bring it up. Cool. I'll tell you the one that I pitched was Lego games. Those are good ones. Not only because they're not too difficult.
But there's probably a franchise that tickles their
pickle. Yeah, exactly. I mean, they got Jurassic Park, they got Harry Potter, they got Star Wars, comic books. Like, you just find the one that you're into, and there you go.
Yep. And, you know, the writing's good enough to, you know, it's just snarky little fun.
Yeah, you're basically playing through the movie, so you get to relive it in that form.
I'm always a big fan of Lovers in a Dangerous Space-Time. I think that's a fantastic game for lovers. Put it on easy, though, because it can get difficult. And there is conflict there. So make sure there's an alpha in the situation, because you're going to be yelling at each other. But it can be fantastic when you get something done. You're like, yeah, let's have sex now. Also, girls love Peggle. Love it.
Peggle.
But that's like a match 3 game almost. And I don't.
Nah, it's not a match 3 game.
I don't like.
It has colors, rainbows, and they fucking love it. Like every time
it's like saying Bejeweled or Candy Crush, though. I don't know. I put Peggle in with those games.
You shouldn't. It's more like luck-based, actually. Those other games have more skill. This is just a bunch of rainbows and color. It's really, really dated. I played over 100 hours of it. Apparently, I'm a girl, too. But, yeah, every girl I've ever put it in front of loves it. $5, well worth it. Well worth it. You could be like, I'll be back in like whenever I come back. Play this for a bit. You can go to TJ. That's fine.
Let's see. Some people, the Mayo was suggesting a walking sim. So Telltale games are like ones that I've suggested in the past because same thing. Ton of them out there with different franchises. There's no hand-eye coordination required, and it's very heavy on the narrative.
Yeah. I can't imagine a chick wouldn't like Firewatch. I think Firewatch is great.
Yeah, Firewatch would be a good one. Yeah, I'm just so sick of Telltale games.
Don't starve, but they aren't.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Don't Starve, that might be a good one. Sniper's mentioning that in chat.
For Christmas, I got my girl.
They're literally all going to starve, Sniper. every single one of them.
That might be a little frustrating for someone who's new because that Don't Starve can be difficult.
Yeah, it's hard.
For this past Christmas, I got my girlfriend Just Dance, and she's loving that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Get her in shape, too.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Sloppy Thor says, Inside. That game, I saw it on the sale, and I have that game in my library, and I installed it with the intention of playing it because that was by the guys who made
Limbo.
Limbo, yeah.
My girl loved Limbo. My girl fucking loved it.
No, that's a single-player game, though.
And we played... Yeah, I know. And she watched me play Inside, and she loved that, too. They're both really good.
Yeah. Honest Abe says, Lego Harry Potter and The Sims. Dude, girls love The Sims. Yeah. That is true.
Oh. Yeah. I remember when, like, they crushed the, like, sales of video games, whatever year that was.
Yeah.
There was, like... Well, it sold more than any console ever, and it was the first PC game to do it.
2008, like, 2009.
What the fuck is going on?
Right, the first Sims?
Yeah, I think it was the first Sims.
Yeah, well, that wasn't 2008. That was a long, long time ago. Yeah. But yeah, that game, and what's weird about that is, yeah, girls love it, but it's a Sim game, and Sim games are like hardcore PC game nerd type shit. Like,
except for these ones.
Yeah, not accessible. But The Sims, the whole social aspect is the huge appeal to that. I remember my sister playing that game. My sister doesn't play games.
Why watch The Bachelor when you can be The Bachelor?
Exactly, dude. That is The Bachelor right there. The Sims is The Bachelor. All right. I think that was all the suggestions that we had in there. Yoshi World. Yoshi Wally World? Oh, no. I think that was in response to something else. Okay. I'm reading something wrong.
Go fuck yourself, Cadillacs.
let's see. Shadow Master asks, what is your favorite video game myth?
I was thinking about this. I know there's a bunch from when I was a kid and when people were reading Nintendo Power and like that stuff. I totally remember that. But I don't remember anything specific, but they definitely were floating everywhere. Around and then now anything comes up, you're just like Google it, and so it crushes myths. So if you're gonna have one, it's gonna be an old one. I'm not gonna do a video game one because I can't remember one, but I remember when Laserdiscs came out, apparently you could pause on Roger Rabbit. You could get what's her name, Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah,
you could get like her vagina at one frame because you could go frame by frame. Mm-hmm. That was the big one. Like everybody at school was talking about it, but nobody had a laser disc. And then my girlfriend's dad had a laser disc, but I couldn't get him to buy a Roger Rabbit. So I don't know to this day if that was true.
What was the myth that there was what?
There's a frame when she falls out of her car.
Yeah.
There's an upskirt shot.
There's an upskirt shot.
Yeah. And was there? Do we know?
I don't know. I don't know to this day. No.
Okay. there are no video game myths these days. I think if I had to pick one, maybe like the whole, it was eventually resolved, but the whole Duke Nukem Forever, you know, it was a game that was still back when you didn't really know the development cycle and whether or not they were working on it or what was happening with it. And people were waiting. And then, 12 years later, it finally comes out. But I don't know. There was that. That's really the only one I can think of. And then there was one that turned out to be true, like Super Mario World 2.
Yeah.
I remember that one. There was talk that one wasn't supposed to be a Mario game, and they just...
I think that's true.
Yeah
it was Doki Doki Panic was what the original game was.
Yeah, they just which made total sense because it was such an odd game. Didn't fit Mario at all.
I'm going to have to re-record this thing. It says, famous video game myth. Nintendo sacrifices children to use their souls to make their games so much fun. And I think that's got to be true, right?
Yeah, there's no other way around it.
That's up. I mean, yeah.
A Japanese soul is worth way less than an American soul.
So that's
we all know that. Yeah. A lot of. And then Dark Souls came around when they came back for revenge.
Yeah, but I can't think of any myths that.
Yeah, because you were born in the
internet age. Yeah. So.
God, it's a dude. Aroga used to say that at the beginning, when he first started doing the podcast, he was talking about how before the internet, you were as smart as the smartest guy you knew. Because he would just tell you shit and you'd be like, yeah, that sounds fucking good. Yeah, cool. And then now it was like, you just look that shit up and you're like, you're a fucking asshole, dude.
My girlfriend still doesn't really know that everything can be looked up on Google.
Okay.
So she says something else. She's like, oh yeah, Google says that's right. Okay, good job. Or Google says you're an idiot. And I just Google everything she says now, kind of an asshole.
Oh, gotcha. And is that it?
Yeah.
Is that the whole show?
That's all the listener questions.
God, it's all a blur.
Yep.
That's what happens after six drinks.
All right, so what's next week going to be looking like for everybody? What are we doing?
I said I was going to play more Dark Souls 3, and I never did.
Yeah, I was totally expecting you to come in here and say, that's the only thing I could play this week.
Yeah, it's just been more Vermintide. I didn't really get much Vermintide in this week, though. I didn't get much gaming in.
We've all been busy. We're adults.
Yeah. But beyond that, oh, man, I don't know. Try that for that again. Vermintide and Dark Souls, I guess.
Yeah.
I will be finishing Far Cry 4. That's a definite. The plan is to also finish Prey and Soma. Those are the other two games that I'm very close to beating and just want to knock off the list, but... I don't know. I also kind of want to get into something else. Maybe it could be Vermintide. Maybe I'll do that since I have the time. I've got a whole week off. So if I'm going to get some gaming in, it's going to be this week.
He's so flirty with his reviews. He's like, maybe it won't be HOTS. Maybe it will be HOTS.
Hey, I don't like to commit to anything.
Have you guys seen that dating game? Or it's like a real life, this European guy, he's like, giving pointers on how to date girls and go through point and click adventure, but it's supposed to be real life dating tips.
Oh, really? You're playing this game, but it's supposed to help you with your game.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Interesting. A game for your game. If it's not named that, it can go fuck itself.
It's pretty cringy. I don't know what it's called, but it's been kind of popular on Twitch.
Yeah. Like a guy that would program that would actually know how to pick up chicks.
He looks like a Jesus. He looks like Jesus. He really has a beardy and the long
hair. Everybody knew Jesus got
chicks into that look.
I don't know. I mean,
it's kind of like maybe in Europe.
Bobby could totally look like Jesus if he grew his hair out.
Oh, you haven't seen me with long hair. I got pictures.
Oh, boy. He didn't deny. For me, I would say, I'm not into video games right now, so I can only play Counter-Strike and everything else looks like bullshit, so I don't know. I'm going to think about flying somewhere else. Okay, bye. what was the episode, Bobby, that did we all do, impressions of Chad? Is that what it was? Or did just me? And then he came back and he had to do impressions of all of us.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, it was 1 week when Chad was gone. So we were saying every time we brought something up, it was well, Chad would say this. And we did a Chad impression of what he thought we thought he would say. And then when he came back, he had prepared his impression of each one of us. And they were incredibly accurate and hilarious.
Yeah, they were really, really good. Back when I was a mushroom farmer on Mars for Bobby, because he always has hidden things that he did. I would say for me, right now, wanting to get back to my computer, I want to play Metro. I don't want to play this AAA title, Assassin's Creed, but I will continue playing it and get back to you guys. I don't know why everybody liked it and I seem not to. So we'll see.
What?
Hopefully I can get back to it's an 82, 83 or whatever.
Okay. Assassin's Creed Origins.
Yeah. Everybody seemed to like it, but I don't know why I don't like it. We'll see. I've only played a little bit, so.
All right. Sounds like a week.
Yep. speaking for Bobby. What's his name? Minnie and myself.
You weren't kidding.
Assassins.
I fucking forgot my name.
No, that was a joke. It was a bit, dude. I totally...
Oh, stop.
Minnie titties. Bye, everyone.